Last Thursday, an oil spill was discovered in the Grand River near Old Town in Lansing. As crews continue to clean it up, city officials are planning their next moves. Yesterday, Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero held a news conference to give an update on the spill. Environmental groups say this is not the first time oil has spilled into the Grand River in Lansing. Joining us to talk about the situation is Julie Powers. Julie's the executive director of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council, and she attended yesterday's news conference with the mayor and other officials. Julie, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me.
What do we know about how and when the spill occurred last week, and what did we learn yesterday?
Sure. Well, what we know is that a week ago today, around 6 o'clock, two things happened. According to the press conference, we learned that there were two 911 calls placed reporting a sheen on the river. Around the same time, a DEQ employee was down doing routine monitoring and noticed the sheen as well and notified the DEQ of the spill. So we had it happening parallel. So it went through law enforcement as well as through the DEQ. Within about half an hour, the fire department was deployed, and they don't have a boom, an absorbent boom, so they called in the Board of Water and Light. They have a cooperative agreement, and the Board of Water and Light put in what's called an absorbent boom, which is different from a rigid boom. They put in an absorbent boom to try and contain it. I made it down there about 8:45. I got an anonymous tip on our Facebook page, on the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council page, and I didn't see it. I was at a class, and so by the time I got down there, it was a couple hours after it had happened. And I have to tell you, I mean, I've been down there for a lot of spills. I've been down there for a lot of reports of sheen on the river, and this was the worst I've seen. The smell was overwhelming.
How much oil was spilled?
We heard yesterday that it was about 5 gallons. The challenge is knowing when stuff spilled into the water, it always looks like it's more than it is. I mean, you'd think that there were, you know, hundreds of gallons just from looking at it, because it's hard to imagine what it looks like and with the disbursement into the river. We don't know for sure, though, because we don't know what made it through the storm drain and into the river before the report happened.
Whose estimate is the 5 gallons?
That was what we got from the fire department and law enforcement yesterday at the press conference.
Yeah, but you would assume it was greater than that?
Possibly, sure, yes. We know what the company, Schultz is the company, they're a hazardous waste or a non-hazardous waste removal company. They do septic systems, and they were brought in with a tanker truck to suck out this from the river. And so, you know, but in addition, they're sucking out river water. So, you know, by the time you separate the two, you know, we're never going to know exactly to the ounce how much was spilled into the river. We can only give broad estimates.
Mm. Well, any oil in the river is a bad thing. But if it was only 5 gallons, is this, this is generating a pretty significant response. But is that in part due to a repeated pattern of oil spills?
I obviously can't speak for law enforcement. I can tell you that from the environmental perspective, we're concerned because this is clearly a pattern. 4 times in the last year. The first time I got called down there for a large oil spill was a year ago, 4th of July weekend. I actually ended up having to come home early from my vacation because of an oil spill down there. Reports, and they had booms in the water and stuff. But there have been 4 pretty big size ones. And then there have been anecdotal reports, but not police reports, from folks who fish down there of other incidents of sheen, more than what would happen after a rain. So this is an ongoing problem. But from an environmental perspective, every drop of pollutant that ends up in our river ultimately ends up in our drinking water and in our rain and in our crops and in our grass. And I mean, this is a huge issue long term for our watershed. I mean, rivers aren't supposed to handle your old used motor oil. That's why we separated our storm sewers and our with the sewer separation project. And also, we have proper disposal methods for used oil and gas and other hazardous and toxic materials. So the concern is somebody is doing something illegal. I mean, this is illegal dumping.
Have the previous incidents Do we know what happened there?
No. What we were told every time is that they were unable to trace the source of this. We know that it's coming out through the drain that empties just above the Brinke Fish Ladder. And you can go down there and see the drain. I mean, if you walk down to the Brinke Fish Ladder in Old Town and just walk up the path a little bit, you can actually walk, you can crawl down the bank to the river and stand on top of the storm drain outflow into the river. If you trace that back, and the Public Service Department yesterday gave out maps of the system, and you can see where all the storm drains inflow to that. So they went back 16 blocks in the last week to see if they could figure out where the source of it was. The problem is we've had two major rains, one over the weekend and then one this week. We had some big storms come through, mm-hmm. and it washes away a lot of the evidence. So you can't definitively prove that it was dumped at X location unless when it happens you can get out there without a rain and you can get out there immediately, because there's going to be splash. There's going to be some evidence of where this was dumped.
Do you think this is one party?
Absolutely.
Now, why do you think?
Because
that?
I don't think at the same time, magically, 20 people accidentally kicked over a can of motor oil after changing their car oil in their driveways.
So you think we're trying to track down one
yes.
person, company, whatever
person,
entity.
Entity, yes, yes. I have no idea if it's an individual. But yeah, this is one bad actor. Now, could it be several individuals it happens, you know, doing this? Sure. And I'm really pleased to see that this is a criminal investigation, because I people need to know, illegal dumping into our storm drain, that is a criminal act.
Your group writes on its Facebook page that the city lacks, quote, a coordinated disaster response plan for rivers and waterways. Who is not coordinated with whom, in your opinion? Have you looked at it that closely?
We have. The real challenge here is that we have different entities that have responsibility for different parts of the river, the water. We have DEQ, we have DNR, we have the EPA as the oversight, we have the city, and then depending on where you are, it's the drain commissioner. And then in other places, it's Board of Water and Light. And the environmental groups are on the fringes sort of yelling about it. Now, you know, who monitor? Oh, and the health department's in there too, because the health department monitors parts of the river for E. coli and other pollutants and contaminants. Michigan State University monitors their section of the river, and I'm just speaking specifically about the greater Lansing area
okay.
at this point. And this happens in every part of the state. It is a complex maze, and there is not a lot of coordination. We don't have a disaster plan. And the thing that wakes me up in the middle of the night, if I have a nightmare, I don't have nightmares about falling through space or anything like that, like most people. My living nightmare is we will have an Enbridge in Lansing, and we don't have a plan for dealing with it. It's stuff like this, and this is why I yell all the time about why we have to protect our water, and we have to work together. We have to have a plan. We have to be ready. Because if something like Enbridge happened here with a million gallons of oil, we don't have a plan for dealing with it. We waited 6 days to declare this a criminal investigation when we know this has been going on for at least a year, possibly longer.
What are your next steps now?
I'm going to be talking to public service before the end of the week to come up with at least a response plan on our end. Several years ago, we went out and we stenciled
The City of Lansing?
City of Lansing, yeah.
Okay.
Working with the City of Lansing Public Service Department. Several years ago, we went out and stenciled many of the storm drains. When the sewer separation project was new, people didn't know what to do with storm drains because we'd always had combined sewer and stormwater. Now that they're separated, We have some education to do. We need to do a fair amount of we need to educate people. This drains directly to the river. We need more community education, and that's where we're going to take the lead on educating people that all of those storm drains drain directly into the river, and it is our responsibility as citizens and residents of the City of Lansing or surrounding municipalities that you don't dump into those. And if you see somebody doing it, you need to let the police know.
Were you encouraged after yesterday's gathering, or do you see too much chaos here?
You know, I think there's still some chaos, and I think time will tell. I'm hoping that once everybody sort of returns from the 4th of July weekend, that we can get together and have a pretty serious conversation about what we would do in the event of something larger than 5 gallons. We need to have an emergency response plan that includes scenario planning. Mm-hmm. We need to practice.
Julie Powers is the executive director of the Mid-Michigan Environmental Action Council. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.